it's been a couple of weeks since my first vlog, and a couple of things have happened since then. So you may recall in my last vlog, I talked a little bit about how I worked 2 days in a food chemistry lab. Unfortunately, for a whole range of reasons, that opportunity was no longer available, so I had to find something else. Unfortunately, I was able to get another job in a microbiology lab, which was really good. And in my next vlog, we're going to take some time to actually do a tour of a micro lab so you can see what a microbiologist has to do on a day-to-day basis in the lab. But for today's vlog, I want to talk about employment and some of the opportunities that are available at La Trobe to really help you get that dream job, or even just that part-time job to help you get through uni on part-time or casual money. So for the first one, the resume booth, we just have to go down to the library in Bundoora. So let's go. Okay guys, so my first tip today is about building a good resume, and as we know, this is really important in the context of looking for new employment. The resume is the first impression that you're going to give to the employer before you even get to an interview where you're able to show them some of the other good things about yourself. And so we're here today in the La Trobe University Bundoora campus library, where there is, via the Career Hub, a resume checking station which is set up during the week, and different operators from the Career Hub come down during the week and are able to look at your resume, give you some good tips about how to avoid common mistakes, and give you some advice on what are the best things that employers are looking for in terms of young graduates on their resume. And so we've got Belinda here today, and I'm just going to ask you, Belinda, are you able to tell us a little bit about maybe two of the common mistakes, that most common mistakes that students are making with regards to their resume?
Yeah, so one of the most common mistakes is students not proofreading their resumes before they submit to employers. So often this is in regards to spelling mistakes or grammar mistakes. And this is really important that they proofread these before they submit each of their documents. Yeah, the other most common mistake would be the structure of their resume. So not making sure that they highlight the relevant things for that job that they're applying for. And just making sure that they have the most important things first, and then go back.
Yeah, thanks, Belinda. So for the next tip, we're going to go over to the Career Hub, which is also on the Bundoora campus. So let's go over there now. So my top tip number two is about making use of the Career and Development Centre at La Trobe University, which is on the Bundoora campus, just located in Perabolas East. And so if you visit the website at www.latrobe.edu.au/students/careers, you'll be able to find all of the sort of information that's available to you about what the Career Development Centre does. Things such as career planning, helping you with job applications, other things such as career advice and being able to network effectively. So in addition to point one, which is about building a good resume and making sure you give that really good first impression to your employer, being able to develop your careers search and being able to further invest in the way you network with other people in the industry that you intend to get into is really important.